Fotografia europea 2026. Fantasmi del quotidiano.
Hi, I'm Frédéric Di Oberlin and I would like to tell you about Vestiges of the Future. This installation explores how images from the past continue to haunt us. They don't disappear, they come back, they change. They shape how we experience the present and imagine our future. Sometimes as something hopeful, sometimes as something apocalyptic. I see images almost like living things. They carry memories, but also premonitions. In each fragment, you might sense the trace of a collapse, or the beginning of a rebirth. In the exhibition, you see flashes, rains, fire, bodies in motion, searching hands, surveillance eyes, uprisings, tenderness, nature, human and animal silhouettes blending together. It forms a landscape where, I hope, beauty and danger exist at the same time. When you enter, I imagine you wandering through a labyrinth, not just looking, wandering. Flickering Super 8 projections, analog photographs along the path, and sound from head speakers surround you. The sound is physical. It touches the body. Voices, whispers, textures, and music drift through the space like invisible presences. As you move through the installation, you are guided by both light and sound in an experience of shifting intensities between memory and imagination. This exhibition is connected to my first book, to be published by Sunset Editions and Céline Pévrier. I started this project 10 years ago, compiling analog 35mm photographs and Super 8 films shot in different places around the world. A recurring image is that of a page of time flying away. This installation exists in a space where past and future overlap, in a kind of quasi-quantum space and time, where something has just vanished and something else is about to appear. With Vestiges of the Future, I try to capture that very fragile moment, when everything feels almost too intense, that close call, that instant, when life suddenly flares all at once, like a flood of fragmented visions in our trembling, fucked up world.